Yeah, the proposal is that we look at the bottom of Errigal and that we put in a bigger car park. On a very regular basis, you can see anything up to 50 to 100 cars parked there, people who are claiming Errigal. So I believe the car park isn't big enough, so we need to develop a bigger car park. I believe we need toilets there. I believe we need benches and we need taps of water there. So it's not a big development. I'm not suggesting a big development. What I'm suggesting is that just basic facilities for people, neither local or tourists that come into the area. And also one of the suggestions I have is to have a small little log cabin, which can give refreshments. And when people, after coming down, that they can sit at the benches and relax and have cups of tea or coffees and information. Because if we look at Glenveagh at the moment, we have a high number of tourists that come into Glenveagh. We need to start bringing them more west.
People are going to say, well, what about funding? Do you believe Minister Joe McHugh has a role to play in that regard?
Yeah, well, I requested a meeting with Joe McHugh, and hopefully now I'll hear a response this week from them. That meeting is about looking at issues of tourism within the Vale Tat and also the infrastructure. If we are to develop on the Wild Atlantic Way, we need to have services in place. I don't believe we have all them services in place. So the last thing that I want to see is people coming to West Donegal from wherever in the world they're coming from, and all you'll see of them is stopping, taking odd photographs and moving on. We need to be able to keep them here in the area. And we need to look at services that benefits all of us. Now, I'm not asking for tourism or development at any price. This has to benefit all of us, not just the shops or not just the pubs or the hotels. We as a community need to benefit from this. But for that to happen, we need to start investing into developing services.